Hi, this is Joe Tamburino, Tamburino Talks Law, doing a podcast on State of Minnesota versus Derek Chauvin. He is the individual charged with the death of George Floyd. This is day two of the trial. We're still in jury selection, and today was a busy day. They interviewed nine potential jurors and picked three out of those. We now have three people who are ready to be jurors and start this case on March 29th. Those three are two white males and one white or mixed race woman. However, the day didn't end without some fireworks. The prosecutor, the Attorney General's office, objected to one of the defendant's strikes because they believe it was illegally made on the basis of race. So, let me explain a little bit about what strikes mean. In a criminal case, both sides have a certain number of strikes, meaning they can remove a juror for whatever reason, and they can use those strikes throughout jury selection. In this case, the defense has 15 strikes, and the prosecution has 9. Now, the defense used 2 strikes today, and the prosecutor used 1. But on the second strike that the defendant used, which is called a peremptory strike, it's just a normal strike, the prosecutor said objection because he believed that that strike was made for racial reasons. And you can't do that. There's a case called Batson v. Kentucky, U.S. Supreme Court case in 1986, that said you can't strike a potential juror on the basis of race, sex, ethnicity, or religion. And the prosecutor in this case thought the defendant struck this juror on the basis of race. However, the defense was able to give race-neutral reasons as to why they struck this person, and the judge agreed. And quite frankly, it was the right call. The defense had a number of issues with this potential juror as to whether or not this potential juror could be fair, and the judge ruled in the defense's favor. So, at the end of day two, we have three jurors. We're still awaiting the Court of Appeals decision on whether or not the third-degree murder charge would be reinstated, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.